one of the things that you'll find when you get clergy and theologians and scholars together is they spend a lot of time debating things that seem important, but you kind of get to wondering afterwards a little bit of what the point is. This last week I got into, a bunch of clergy, Episcopalians and Lutherans and a couple of others got arguing a little bit about the extinguishing of the Paschal candle, because this last Thursday was the Feast of the Ascension, and in many traditions there was a time when on Ascension Day, after you read the gospel where Jesus ascends, you would extinguish the candle and Easter tide would end and Ascension tide would begin until Pentecost. Of course, our rubrics tell us that we should have it burning the whole season. And you get thinking for after a while, it's like, who cares? I mean, it's a lot of fun to have these debates. And to be honest, as you know, I do love the Paschal candle, and I love that all that it represents. But it's a symbol of our faith. It's not our faith. Our faith is something that we're called to live out loud, not just through symbols, but through our actions. There's a 20th century writer and pastor by the name of A.W. Tozer, who wrote in his book, one of his many books, "Remember, there is no magic in faith or in names. You can name the name of Jesus 1,000 times, but if you will not follow the nature of Jesus, the name of Jesus will not mean anything to you." Or as my grandfather might have said, sitting in a chicken coop doesn't make you a chicken any more than being in church makes you a Christian. It's what we do that's important. And of course, the most important thing that we can do in the church is to share our love, that love that Jesus gave us so freely, that he demonstrated in his own ministry, that true nature of the Son of God, to love others. Now, one of the ways that Jesus demonstrates that love, as we see today, is that he prays for his apostles. We know that Jesus is preparing them for the time in which he is no longer with them on earth, in which it'll be their turn to go out and proclaim the good news. In other words, graduation time is coming, and it's coming quick. And so today, Jesus offers this prayer for his apostles. But not only for the apostles, but also for all in the future who hear their word and come to believe. In other words, when Jesus was praying for his disciples 2,000 years ago, he was also praying for us. And he was also praying for those people who hear his word through us, those people who come to believe and in turn become those who proclaim the good news to others. Now, prayer is one of those things that is very important in our faith. It is our faith in action. It's one of the many ways, as I said earlier, that we demonstrate our love. And I think there are a few things more important that you can do for another person than to pray. Whether it is someone whom you are related to, someone in your church, a person on the other side of the world, your bishop, prayer is such a wonderful gift of love. And it's one that we are all capable of doing. You know, the funny thing is, you know, I have this piece of plastic on my neck, and for some reason, people automatically think that this gives me a direct line to Jesus that nobody else has. Every once in a while, I'll get a prayer request, which I am always honored to be asked to pray for somebody. But as I will ask them about them praying themselves, and they'll say, well, it seems like it makes more of an impact if it comes from you. And, you know, honestly, people, I'm not that important. At least no more important than any of you. My prayers, I think God listens to directly, but I don't think he listens to them anymore, or at least gives them, you know, any more authority than he does your prayers. I believe God hears all of our prayers, those that are spoken, those are done silently, and those that which are our hearts that we may not even have words for. God hears. Now, I've always been told that there's three answers that God gives you: yes, no, and wait. I've often thought there was a fourth one, which was you asked for it. Which seems to get, you know, happen to me more than I ever want to count. But the important thing is that willingness to pray for our sister and our brother, for those who are in need, for those who are celebrating. But what is as much of a gift to give, it's also a wonderful gift to ask of somebody. To ask somebody to pray for you. As I said earlier, I'm always honored when I'm asked to pray for a person. And I always have to remember that it's just as important for me to ask other people to pray for me. As I said earlier, prayer is our faith in action. It's much more than just a symbol of our faith. It is our faith at work. And as we continue through this season of Easter, or Ascension Tide if you're old-fashioned, I encourage you to look at your own prayer life, to think of those people whom you pray for, and maybe consider those people who, for one reason or another, you aren't praying for. And to think about, when was the last time you asked somebody to pray for you? Prayer is one of our greatest expressions of our love. And we should share it as often as possible, whether it's in the giving, whether it's in the asking. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to continue to pray, not only today, but always.